years ago, there were some contingencies of saying 130, and some journalists say here 160 Turkish planes bringing paratroopers here. They dropped them in three waves, four planes each wave.
The coup happened on Monday, 15th of July. And the invasion began on Saturday, very early in the morning, the 20th of July. I remember I was lying in bed, I was sleeping. It was half past five in the morning. Since it was very hot, I had the balcony doors open. And I remember I heard some noise, and I opened my eyes, and I looked outside, and I saw the sky full of aircraft. And it was military aircraft. I could tell by the color of them. I jumped out of bed and I went to my father's room. I said, something is happening. We heard from the radio that the Turkish army had invaded and that we should resist. I mean, resist how? How could I, as a teenage child, resist? We had no guns, we had no cannons, we had nothing. I remember people running in the streets, screaming and shouting and getting in their cars and leaving.
Cyprus is still a republic. Please tell this to your people, to all three nations. Your help is most valuable to the Greeks of Cyprus.
We had a basement in our house, which was supposed to be secure from the bombings. We used it as a store before and as a garage for the cars. All the neighborhood literally lived in that basement for the whole period from the 23rd of July to the 14th of August. We put mattresses on the floor and we were sleeping in that basement. There were literally 50 or 60 people staying in that basement for that period. I was frightened, I was horrified. So were all the people. There was not enough information. I mean, we didn't have any news. We didn't know what was happening.
The question of the part which is being played by the Turkish Air Force in the Cyprus crisis was raised by Mr. Zenon Rasidis. Mr. Rasidis protested to the council over Turkey's air attacks on civilian targets and the use of napalm bombs.
I can't see more from my house, but I can see it from the Astromeritis-Rhodos road. And I do that quite often. I go there and I look at Morph. It is very painful, and I believe I am one of the very few people that haven't visited Morphu after the border was open last year. I refuse to go because I don't want to go and show my passport to any army or police, either on our side or on the Turkish side. Cyprus is one country, and I want to move in my country as I like. I am very upset because after the 1st of May, I will be able to move from one European country to another without any restrictions, and I will have serious problem of moving around in my own country.